Good afternoon to you. How are you? It's Rona Coughlin here with you, or Coughlin as we would say in Cork. Hope you're all well. It's absolutely lovely to be back in your company. We took a little bit of a sabbatical for the last couple of weeks, and we went on a well-deserved break, and we're back with you now again for another fabulous show. Great guests on the programme, of course, as always, and with great music and lots of chat as well, as usual. Of course, if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so on 087-6944-500. Again, that's 087-6944-500. Joining me on today's programme, I have Valerie Bo, who was a co-worker of mine in Greater Dublin Independent Living, talking about the peer mentoring programme that GDIL, Greater Dublin Independent Living, ran over the summertime, and the celebrations around that will be happening on the 18th of this month. So it's all very exciting. I'm going to be chatting to her in a matter of mere moments about the excitements and celebrations around the fact that everybody's going to be celebrating graduating with certificates from their peer mentoring programme. And of course, if you want to get involved in that, we'll give you details about that, as I say, in a matter of moments. Then later on the programme, I've got two members from the board of directors, Annie Byrne and Jonathan Hannah, who are going to be joining me in the studio, talking to me again about the 18th of November. It's a very, very big day, an important day for GDIL, celebrating, of course, the graduates from the certificate of the peer mentoring, but also looking at the political side of things and how people with disabilities can get involved on a more political front and get involved with their local politicians, because an evening is going to be run in conjunction again with peer mentoring certificates, and along with promoting and celebrating involvement with people with disabilities in the political side of life, and how you can get involved as a person with a disability and have your voice heard. Because you know what? That's the most important thing, is having your voice heard and having your say and understanding how the political world all works, and how local politicians can work to support you and your need as a person with a disability. Of course, if you want to get involved in any conversations and topics that are of interest to you and are of interest to what we're talking about today, you can of course get involved on 087-6944-500. As I say, it's always lovely to be in your company and back here with you here in Near FM, of course 90.3. And why would you be listening to any other community radio station? Because you know what? We are the very, very best one. And I have to say, it is, it's always lovely to be back here in Near FM, and delighted to be back as always. It's Valerie Bo joining me now live by phone. Hi, Valerie.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Rona. How are you?
Valerie, the 18th of November. It's very exciting, isn't it?
Yes, yes, we have a big evening in Jury's Hotel in Custom House Quay, and it's going to be an award ceremony for mentors who have completed, and indeed all the mentors who started the course, completed the course on mentoring.
Yes.
So they'll be able to mentor people who are looking for support around independent living.
Wonderful.
So we have the award ceremony on the 18th of November, so it starts at 7 o'clock.
Wonderful. And Valerie, just take us back ever so slightly. So how many people were participating on the course to begin with when you started off this programme?
Well, 8 people started the course and 8 people finished the course. So we have 8 mentors.
That's fantastic.
Who have completed the course, yeah. So it's brilliant. So we're looking for more mentees, what we call mentees, people who are looking for support.
Okay.
Who are looking for a mentor. Say you're living at home or living in residential care and you'd like to look at living independently.
So,
a mentor can support you in that.
So you and I have touched about this before on the programme.
Yes.
And we have discussed this before. So if people,
yes,
at home are listening right now and they're struggling,
yes,
they're a person with a disability and they're struggling around a certain area of their life and they just feel that things are looking slightly cloudy and they need another set of eyes looking at the situation, this would be a good option,
yes,
for them.
Absolutely. And it's somebody who has who's just a little further down the road, somebody who is living independently, who's living with a disability but is living independently and successfully living independently.
Mm.
So they can help them, you know, they'll know the challenges maybe that will be coming down the road and the good times as well that you can have, you know.
Yeah, and to know also that even if there are bad times, that the good times will come also and the dark days will pass. Yeah. And so, Valerie, the 18th is a very exciting evening because it's about celebrating.
Yes, celebrating all the hard work. Yes.
And so, as you say, it starts at 7 o'clock. And how is the evening going to be?
Well, there's a few different things. Like, it's an award ceremony, but also we're looking at, there's a lot of changes in local government. Mm. And
In terms of the award ceremony, it starts at 7. And so all the participants are going to be there on the evening.
And yes, that's right.
So they're just coming up to collect their awards. So
you're going to be the chairperson.
From Owen.
Yes.
Wonderful stuff.
From Owen Collum. Yeah, he's the chairperson of Greater Dublin Independent Living. So he will be awarding the ceremonies, and there's lovely finger food afterwards and refreshments. So it's going to be a really nice evening. And we have some, you know, good news about the programme. You know, the different things that have been developed over the year, and also how people can access different services and local government, and, you know, a few announcements.
Fantastic,
as well.
Fantastic. Mm. So it's if somebody is listening currently and they're a person with a disability and they're, as you say, living the whole independent living life well, despite its challenges, and they'd like to get involved in the next programme for mentoring, how can they get involved?
Well, if they contact Greater Dublin Independent Living, and we can put them on the waiting list for the next course. The next course hopefully will happen next year.
Wonderful.
So, this course happened this summer. So the person could train up next year.
Excellent. You know? And as you've already said, if somebody is listening at home, and they're a person who's struggling around a certain area of their disability. And to be fair, and to be honest about it, everybody struggles, regardless of disability or not.
Absolutely.
And need some support at some time. And it's just having another experience to support yours and to show you a little bit what the road will be ahead of you will be a bit like, you so nicely said.
There's lots of things around independent living. Somebody might like to learn to drive, or you might be planning a holiday, you know, and you want to plan it yourself, or, you know, taking public transport, and, you know, you might be just going to a family event, you might want to go to a wedding, but you might want to plan it yourself and, you know, go yourself and independently of other people, you know.
Yes. And so if somebody's listening at home and they want to get involved as a mentee, what's the best way for them to get involved?
Well, they can email Valerie Bow@gdil.ie.
Wonderful. Valerie Bow.
And the telephone number is 086 088 77 35.
Wonderful stuff. And Valerie, well done to you, because that's no mean feat to have that achievement happening on the 18th to celebrate all the success of the peer mentoring. As a person who was involved in the peer mentoring, thought it was fantastic and enjoyed it, and I know all the other participants did as well. So well done to you, because it's as I say, it was no mean feat, and it was really worthwhile.
Great.
And so Valerie's number is 086 088 7735. If you're a person who wants to be mentored and who needs a little bit of support, do get in contact with Valerie. It will be worth your while. It will be an important phone call, and it will be a good step to take in supporting yourself around your disability or any supports that you need in dealing with your disability. Valerie, I look forward to seeing you on the 18th. I'll be wearing a lovely Guna.
Oh, lovely, Ron. I look forward. What colour?
I have no doubt yet. There's so many to choose from. But
yes,
Valerie,
I know.
Thanks.
Yes.
Listen, thanks very, very much. All right.
Thank you very much.
And I'll talk to you on the 18th, all right?
Great. Thanks, Ronan.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
And that was Valerie Bow there from Greater Dublin Independent Living, a friend and colleague there who has developed the peer mentoring programme for Greater Dublin Independent Living. And the 18th of November will be an important date. And Valerie was talking about the peer mentoring side of things. And joining me in just a matter of moments is board member Jonathan Hannah, who's going to be discussing the political side of things and what's going to be happening on that evening in relation to people with disabilities and linking in with local government. government, and he has an awful lot to say about it. But in the meantime, because Jonathan is a good guy who always has lots of things to say on a political front, which is always very good and interesting. Anyway, as if my evening and my day couldn't get any better from speaking to one colleague, I'm now speaking to one of the board of Greater Dublin Independent Living. It's Jonathan Hannah joining me in the studio. Hello, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me, Rona.
Do you know something? I'm so excited that you're here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
How are you?
Great.
Now, it's very exciting, the 18th of November. I mean, there's loads of things happening. Now, from a political point of view, it's very exciting because we were speaking, myself and Valerie, just a matter of moments ago about the peer mentoring side of things. Of course, it's important to celebrate that, which we will be on the evening. But it's also important to get people with disabilities more involved in local politics. So what is GDIL doing around that area on the night?
Yeah, well, the 18th, it sure is. Susie Bourne, one of our members, will be chairing this meeting. Mm-hmm. We have one of the local councillors, Ellis Ryan, who is an independent, and she's newly elected, and she's also an academic and human rights activist.
Right.
Yeah, coming in that evening for the members.
Mm-hmm. So and so the members can speak directly to this lady who obviously, as you say, is involved in human rights. And of course, we all are in support of everybody's right and need being met. And so what can people expect on the night, and how can they get more heavily involved?
Well, you know, it won't be sort of a question and answers mm-hmm. session mm-hmm. that, you know, there's three or four. You could have three or four members that would like to speak, and it won't. Like, we GDIL wouldn't stop a member if they have a concern or an issue, but it's not like going to the councillor and saying, give me a house. It's around access and also housing in Dublin City, you know?
And I suppose it's for people to find out too how local councillors are working on their behalf and how it actually all operates in the first place. Because a lot of people with disabilities, even though they want to get more heavily involved in local politics, may not be aware of how it all works, how the system actually works in the first place.
Exactly. And in terms of, Ellis will be doing the presentation on the PPNs, which is Public Participation Network. GDIL have signed up in terms of social inclusion. Mm. And what impact, how will it affect a person with a disability, and what input can they have on the PPN? Because, as you said, the local government has changed, as the city manager is now called the CEO. Mm. And in terms of, you know, there seems to be more changes on the way, you know.
You have to admire that about I know I'm tooting our own horn, but you have to admire that about GDIL. We're always trying to get involved in things that are important to people that are members, and we have a lot of members. And there are a lot of people with disabilities who listen to the show on a weekly basis who would like to get more involved in disability rights issues and also in human rights issues, because, do you know what, every person on the planet, everyone without exception, disability or not, wants to be treated fairly. It's about equality. It's not about what people with disabilities having more than other people. It's about having the same as, and that's what everybody wants.
True,
isn't it?
I agree with you there now, Rona. It is indeed, you know.
Yeah.
And anything, as you know, that GDIL has done, it has always been done professional. And it'd be great to see the members coming out that night. It really would, to, you know, to raise in terms of whatever topic they have. It can be crime and safety, really what is going on in the city for people with disabilities, housing, access. But in terms of local government, you
raise a valid point, because if people look, it's at the end of the day, it's about supporting people with disabilities that this event is for. It's about people with disabilities, so the members need to be coming to these events, because it's important A, to have your voice heard, because that's why GDL is running the event in the first place. Also to educate yourself, and also to educate the politicians that are supporting people with disabilities. Because if people with disabilities are not communicating with local politicians about what their needs and wants and fears and worries are, well, how are local politicians meant to know?
Well, exactly. We have to network more, you know, in terms of networking, connecting also, and saying, in terms of GDIL have always had their historical roots, as far as I'm aware, in the Dublin 7 area. And in terms of, like, Ellis represents the Dublin 7, you know, area. So in terms of, yeah, if there's anything that she can do, you know.
And she's going to want to know. She's going to want to know what people feel about hate crime around people with disabilities, because that's a very, very big and important issue. Of course, transportation is always a very, very big and important issue. Housing, very important. Education, very important. Employment, huge. So they're just off the top of my own mind. But anyone who is a person with a disability, it is a golden opportunity to come to speak to a local politician who is working on the ground in your area, as you say, Dublin 7, around that area of Dublin. And it's hard enough to meet local politicians and to meet the people that are working in your area. So it is a golden
opportunity. It is a really an opportunity, a meet and greet, and hopefully emotion or questions will come out of this. Like, we thought, you know, in terms of, we've had a budget already, but in terms of a budget needs to be set for Dublin City Council, and in some way to get an input in that, because if that budget is not passed, and it needs to be passed, it means the council will be abolished and a commissioner would come in. Now, that happened once in Dublin Corporation in
We want to make sure that any money that we have, or any government that we have working for us, or any local governments that we have working on the people's behalf, is A, all areas and all resources are utilised well.
Exactly. Like, the city council has completely changed with the members now. It's, you have a mix of independents and Sinn Féin, and then you have Fine Gael and the Labour Party. Yeah. So we need
to make sure that we're all singing from the same.
Oh yeah.
And that we're all working together for the greater good of every person. Now, we're going to continue this conversation in a matter of moments, Jonathan, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a breather. Of course, if you want to get involved in the conversation, you can do so on 087 6944 500. Got a lovely text from Aisling O'Sullivan and being told it's nice that we're back on the airwaves. Thank you, Aisling. It's lovely to be back. And you were missed, and we missed being here as well. So we're happy to be back, and we had a lovely little sabbatical. We needed the break, to be fair to us now, because we do work very hard in GDIL. Speaking of GDIL and its fabulousness, one of our board is here, of course. Jonathan Hannah is still with me in the studio, people. Hello, Jonathan. Do you know what? You and I are like two little old women gossiping here and chatting and catching up, just, you know, shooting the breeze and stuff. I'm very excited about the 18th. It's going to be amazing. Tell everybody listening at home who might have just tuned in for the first time the details of the 18th and the time and the location and all that information.
Well, yeah, it's the members' monthly meeting. It's the 18th of November, starting at 6:30. Jury's Custom House Key, and we have a chairperson and also a guest speaker.
And it's very exciting, actually. It's wonderful that Susie Byrne is chairing it, because she's fantastic, and she's a fountain of knowledge. And she's, you know, not only is she a person living with a disability herself, so knows what it's like with the lived experience, but also is heavily into blogging and is involved in the political side of things. And Susie knows her stuff.
Yeah, well, she's on the ball here. She really is. You know, she is indeed. She yeah.
So it's wonderful that we have Susie. And of course, we've got our speaker as well, as you were saying, on the day, who hails from Cork. Well, her father does.
Yes, yes. So I was told, Councillor Ellis Ryan. Yeah. That's right, yeah.
So it's going to be very exciting having Councillor Ellis Ryan there on the day, because it's a golden opportunity for the members of GDIL or for any person with a disability who's interested in getting involved more politically and becoming a member of GDIL as a new member, because we're always happy to have new members as well.
We are indeed.
Yeah. So if you are interested in coming along on the 18th of November, it's going to be fabulous fun. And you know what? It's going to be informative. It's a chance for you to have your spoke and to have your word heard and to hear other people's perspectives as well. And you know what? We're all here to educate each other, aren't we?
We are indeed. It's good, you know, for the members to come out and catch up, you know.
Yeah, it's important to have their voices heard. So for anybody who's listening now at home, Jonathan, who's kind of sitting on the fence and going, I don't know if that's really for me at all now, I wouldn't be very politically minded and that really doesn't have anything to do with me as a person with a disability, what would your thoughts be around that?
I would still come out, and in terms of, even if you don't want to ask a question, you're still participating by being there. Mm. And, you know, you could add to a person's question or really what is it like as a person with a disability, you know, in Dublin City for you.
As you so rightly speak about, I mean, Ellis Ryan is very, very fabulous at what she does, but she doesn't have the lived experience of people with disabilities. So if you come and you explain your experience and explain your challenges and the highs and lows of living with your disability, and if something can be done to make your experience of disability slightly easier, maybe it's something around transportation, maybe it's something around access, maybe it's something to do with access to employment or access to education, or maybe you're having a challenge around just getting information and you just don't have enough information to your own hand. This is a good sharing and thinking tank. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yes.
It's a good thinking tank experience, and it's a shared experience with each other as members, and then parting information with each other, imparting information and experience, and then of course having the experience of speaking to Ellis Ryan about how it all works from a political point of view and what she can do to help you in a practical level.
Yeah, and also in terms of the environment, as you were saying, Rona, it can be, in terms of even paths, you know, in town, the condition.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Or it could be something to do with, let's say you want so badly to get into employment, but and maybe you just finished college, or you might have been unemployed for a while and you're just trying to get back into the workforce, or you're trying to get back into education, or you're worried about transportation issues, or it could be anything, even things that I'm not even thinking about. You're listening to me at the radio, and the radio right now at home, listening to myself and Jonathan, and you're thinking, this really isn't for me because I'm a person with a disability and I'm not very political minded. Well, actually, it does have everything to do with you, because you're a person who lives in Ireland, you're a citizen of Ireland, you're a person with a disability living in Ireland, so you should be able to speak to your local councillors about the issues that are important to you in Dublin as a person who's from Dublin, and have your say and have your experience met by a politician.
Yes, yeah. Well, I agree. And, you know, what a councillor can do also is, if a motion is supported or a question, that can be cross-posted to every council in Ireland. So it's about having a knock-on effect and keeping disability also on the agenda.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're right. It's about that knock-on effect. You're dead right. Because once we say that to that councillor in this constituency in Dublin, well, then she has the right and the importance of doing so to pass it on to other councillors and other districts and other counties, and get that message out and make sure that disability is a top priority and continues to be a top priority for people with disabilities in Ireland. Because yes, people with disabilities, I feel, are very, very much heard, but they could be heard more. And as we said, rightly so, and earlier on in the programme, it's not about having more than, it's about equality for all. And sometimes it's not a disability issue, sometimes it's a human rights issue. So I'm delighted that she has a human rights background.
Yeah, which I was told recently, mm-hmm. and in terms of equality, you know?
Because that's all we want. Everybody just wants equality and to have their say and to feel heard and to feel like that they're making an impact and as you say, that they're feeling heard. So on the 18th of November, if you're a person that is interested in disability, you're interested in having some issue that's bothering you spoken about and you want to address it, do come on the 18th of November. It's, as you say, many times, and as Jonathan has said, it's a golden opportunity. And I'm so glad that GDIL is doing this. Aren't you so proud?
Oh, we are. You know, there's been long, lengthy discussions. You don't know when a general election is going to happen.
No.
In the country, and in terms of a monthly meeting, and to get, you know, political, and, you know, GDIL, you know, is non political, you know, but in saying that, you know, for the members to really to take ownership, yes. and get political.
Well, do you know what? You're dead right. GDIL is all about our members taking ownership. That's what we're all about. We're all about empowering people to empower themselves. That's what GDIL at its core does and does at its best. And so, as we always do, we're just providing opportunities for people to come and be empowered and empower themselves and empower each other.
Exactly. And true also, in terms of their experience, as you touched on, there needs to be more education around hate crime. Also,
yes,
you know, which you mentioned,
yes,
you know,
and which is a topic that we're going to be speaking about quite soon, actually, on the programme as well. But any issue around disability that is important to you, it's important to come on the 18th. Whether you're related or linked in with GDIL or not is irrelevant, because, as Jonathan said, and he's on the board, so he's fully on the know. He rightly said that it's important that we have new members all the time, because it needs to be growing and developing, and we need to be learning from each other. Jonathan, thank you so much.
Thank you. Rona.
It's been fantastic fun. And I am delighted that I finally got you into the studio. It's been lovely. Anyhow, listen, it's been lovely being back with you for the last hour. Time has just flown by. I have no idea where the time went at all. Just a couple of more shout outs to say hello to. I want to say hi to the O'Callaghans in Cork. And of course, I have to say hi to the O'Dohertys who text in as well. And they're all very happy that we're back here on the programme this week as well, which is absolutely lovely. And I'm delighted that everybody is texting me mad and telling me that you're all enjoying the show. Thank you very much. Of course, you can listen back to the programme on our Facebook page at Greater Dublin Independent Living. And of course, it's on the Near FM page as always as well. Our number is 087-6944-500. Again, 087-6944-500. For any thoughts and comments that you have about today's programme or any other topics that you'd like us to cover in future programmes, as a person with a disability or a family member of a person with a disability, or if you're just interested in disability issues, if there is a programme or a topic that you want us to discuss, please do get in contact, because I'd be too delighted to hear all your thoughts and comments about everything. Have a fabulous week. It's lovely, as I say, to be back with you, and I will see you again next week. Thanks again to Jonathan. And I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Take care. Have a great week. Bye-bye.